Poppy Takes the Lead, a Poppy mystery tale, book 3, written by Lee Russell and read by Rebecca Norfolk. Two years had passed since I first set eyes on Rosecroft, my very own cottage, in the picturesque village of Ashton Mead, a few miles from Swindon in the Cotswolds. It was hard to believe I had been living there for so long, working at the Sunshine Tea Shop. I had noticed the brightly coloured cafe on my first visit to the High Street. To be fair, the cafe was impossible to miss, with its dazzling yellow and white striped awning and primrose-coloured exterior. Inside, the cafe lived up to its name, the yellow and white tiled floor and lemon walls continuing the colourful theme. Even the tablecloths were yellow and white checked gingham, matching our aprons. The cheerful atmosphere of the cafe was only partly due to the bright decor. The owner, Hannah, loved baking, and I enjoyed serving customers. It was a sociable and generally jolly place to work, and, despite my mother's disappointment at my choice of career, I considered myself lucky to have ended up there. It was more varied than any office job I had ever done, and much more fun. As for our customers, only the most curmudgeonly could fail to relish their visits to the Sunshine Tea Shop, with its warm welcome and mouth-watering array of cakes. Many of them were regulars from the village, but we also had plenty of visits from people passing through Ashton Mead on their way to some destination rather grander than our small village. So what with locals and tourists, we were kept pretty busy, especially in the summer months. Hannah laughed at my surprise that 2 years had passed since my arrival in the village, as she cut the cake she had made to mark the occasion. Her eyes twinkled with glee as she handed me a plate. "It's chocolate," she said, knowing that was my favourite. "I made it especially for you." "As long as you don't expect me to eat it all," I laughed. Any excuse to scoff her cakes was fine with me, and she was always ready to seize on an excuse to try out a new recipe. As the owner of the tea shop, she knew how important her skill in baking was to the success of her business. "It's chocolate and sherry, to be specific," she added, as she manoeuvred a fat slice of cake onto my plate, ignoring my half-hearted protest that I had just had breakfast. "I still can't believe I've been here 2 years," I said, watching her pour the tea. "You can check your bank statements if you don't believe me," she smiled. "I'm not complaining," I replied. "It's just that the time has passed so quickly. You're not getting bored with us, are you?" I shook my head, smiling at the idea, although there was a time when that would have been a fair comment. Before moving to Ashton Mead, I had been living in London, and the prospect of moving to such a quiet place would have appalled me. According to my ex-boyfriend, Ashton Mead was a godforsaken hole in the sticks that no one outside the village had even heard of.